OSI is commonly associated to troubleshooting our networks. It's pretty common for you to be in a IT environment and someone runs up and says, oh, I think we have a layer three issue. You should know that's the network layer. With TCP/IP, this is really just the bare bones of how it all works. You can go to your Windows settings and configure your TCP/IP settings for all this information. So TCP/IP is actually how it runs. And we have four layers here: application, transport, internet, and network access. Now, because TCP/IP is rather dated at this point, it's still in use. I don't want you to think that. But this goes back to the ARPANET days where the DoD was only utilizing it for really important information. Now you have cat videos and all that type of stuff on YouTube. So the ARPANET days, we didn't have everything broken down and labeled out as it is today. So you could find other terms. Things that I've seen is application instead of transport, I'll see host to host. Instead of internet, I'll see network. And instead of network access, I'll just see access. But just know four layers in general break down the TCP/IP settings. Now, with transport, we have our TCP or UDP, UDP being our user datagram protocol. And the UDP side is going to be unreliable transfer of data. It's just if we're only worried about getting that information across the network, we don't want to bog down the network with saying, hey, did you get every bit that I sent? On the internet side, we have our ICMP as another function at the internet layer, and this is going to be our internet control message protocol. The most common ICMP that you might be familiar with is the ping command. It's going to send out this ICMP packet that checks to see if it can reach that destination.